two-thirds of the highest-earning presenters are men. How are you going to address the pay gap?
When I came back to the BBC, I said I wanted to get a balance between men and women presenting programmes like this programme, also with local radio, where I think 14% of the local radio stations had women doing their breakfast shows. We've now got that to 50%. Yes. This is something I believe very, very strongly.
Which is a different point to the point I've put to you about the pay gap.
So what I've said is by 2020, we'll have equality between men and women on air, and we'll also have the pay gap sorted by then too. You might like to know, one of your commentators earlier on in the programme mentioned the fact that the average pay gap, gender pay gap for the UK was just over 18%. Our figure is 10%. Now, that's not audited. We can't actually audit it until the autumn, but ours is 10. So, you know, it behoves all of us in whatever company we're in to look at the gender pay gap and do something about it, and I'm committed to making sure we do things about it.
By 2020, you are going to close the gender pay gap as well as the gender gap in terms of men and women appearing on air. By putting the overall wage bill up?
We'll have to manage the overall wage bill. As you know very well, you know, the settlement we've got with the government means that we have flat funding for the next 5 years. We're going to have to manage as we do within our means. And one of the stories we'll be talking about at our annual report accounts today is just how well everybody in the corporation has been managing.
I'm not sure what that means, managing the in terms of managing the gender pay gap. I mean, does that mean you're going to be asking the men to take a pay cut?
We'll be working through case by case to ensure that I can sit here in 2020 and say to you and look you in the eye, more important, look our licence fee payers in the eye and say we have equality of pay between men and women. And by the way, equality across television and radio between men and women presenting our programmes, acting in our programmes. Some areas, by the way, we already have that. I mean, in drama, for example, it's already 50-50 between men and women in lead roles.
The overall pay for whether around 100 people could go up for the highest earning.
We have to manage within our means, and you know that, and I know that. We've got to look after public money very, very carefully. It's not ours, it's the licence fee payers.
Lord Hall, thank you very much.